Claude said that, why don't you call my wife? She can do anything. I told her, I said, I don't believe that. He says, well, I said it. I said, well. So she went in immediately and called me. And, of course, at that time, my daughter was quite small. And I said, well, Beam God, I can't come up there. I said, I've got a little fella here. Oh, Elizabeth, if you'll just please come and work for about 3 days and get me straightened out. I don't know a debit from a credit. I said, now that's not so. And she says, well, I just need somebody to get this work done, and I can't get the typing done. And I said, she says, please. I said, well, I'll see about it. So I called this Belle, this one that I was speaking of. Mm-hmm. And I asked her, I said, Belle, can you come out here and take care of Barbara for 2-3-4 days? Yes, she just loved her to death anyway. So she came on out, of course, and took care of Barbara for those first few days, you know. And every day I'd say, Beam God, you want me to come back tomorrow? I certainly do. So I had worked up there nearly 3 weeks. Every day, you want me to come back tomorrow? I had her straightened out. I had everything done, caught up, and I was posting. Of course, I was trained in business education. That's what I had been trained in, clerical work. So one morning she said, come on, go upstairs with me. I said, for what? I want you to go up there at the desk and begin to learn what it is to be at that desk. And I said, now, I didn't say I was going to work regularly. And she says, well, you are. I've got news for you. I said, well, you know, I told her, of course, we were just kidding one another, you know. And I said, well, who's boss of this thing, me or you? She says, you're going to begin to learn this library work. Well, as I said, and I told my boss the other day, I'm retiring the 1st of September. And because Claude has been retired now for 3 years. So we just feel that since we're both halfway healthy and so forth, you know, there are a lot of things we would like to do together. And for almost 14 years, he worked at the fire department in our early married life. We had our children, and I raised them because he worked 6 days and nights a week.
I didn't think firemen did that.
Our old brother, well, he did it.
$90
a month. Not all those. Of course, his salary was raised a little, but it began to, I mean, those 6 days and nights a week for nearly all those 14 years. And then he got to where he would be off every other day and night, maybe. So, as I said, we just never have. And then, of course, when I went to work, when he would be off, things began to get better up there, and better and better, and he became the assistant chief, of course. And when I went to work then, so I just knew, of course, the children were getting big enough. We knew we were going to have to try to educate them, and the expenses of doing that. And since I was offered the job, and it was interesting, most interesting work.
Yeah, I would imagine it would be.
I have thoroughly enjoyed it, and Mr. Watson said, well, I told him first of this month that I had decided that I'd retire. And he looked at me and he said, but Miss Erin, what in the world are we going to do? And I said, well, I'm glad you feel that way about it. I said, it's nice to be felt that way about, I guess. But I said, there are other people who can take my place. He says, no, there's not but one Miss Erin. And says, you know how we are up here. You're the mama of the whole place.
Well, that was mighty nice.
And he said, felt like that another thing. He says, I'll tell you one thing. He said, ever since I have come here, he said, you have been a ray of sunshine. I've never heard anybody say anything about you ever being mad.
Well, how great.
And he says, we just can't do without you. You're just going to have to stay with us. And he says, can't you just work part-time?